Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. A great show coming down your way tonight by the way of the information highway from the Spirit. We're going to continue tonight in the Ascended Master Series as we look for the meat eaters and those that are able to discern between spiritual things and things that are not real. The things that you see here, ladies and gentlemen, are temporary. And they are very temporal at that. Man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. As William Bill Cooper, this just came down to me from a friend up in South Dakota, and it was reported on the Al Turner show that last night, William Bill Cooper was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies in Edgar, Arizona. He was the talk show host for many years, and he wrote the book some of you may or may not have read. Noted author, made a very big splash in the intelligence world as he wrote the book, The Pale Horse, and he revealed what the government was up to, and because he, being a former intelligence officer himself, I knew the inside workings of the CIA and other secret agencies, and he's been a marked man for a long time, and last night he was killed. Shortwave radio talk host William Bill Cooper was shot dead last night during a gun battle with sheriff's deputies, according to Detective Frank Villawinza of the Arizona Department of Public Safety. The shooting took place at 11:40 p.m. outside of Cooper's home at 96 North Clearview Circle in Edgar, Arizona. He stated that deputies from the Apache County Sheriff's Department were attempting to serve an arrest warrant upon Mr. Cooper. The warrant issued by Round Valley Judicial Precinct in Springville, Arizona, charged Cooper with one count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and two counts of endangerment. The warrant was issued back in August of 29, 2001, for an incident which allegedly took place on July 11, 2001. The court case number on the warrant is CR-01-0310. Neither Venezuela or the Apache Attorney's Office would reveal the name of the alleged victims that swore out the warrant. They did say that the complaint was signed by Detective Paul Kimcrum of the Edgar, Arizona Police Department. According to Venezuela, police had intelligence that Cooper had a large quantity of weapons in his home and possibly explosives. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you probably have explosives in your home. If you've got an aerosol can of hairspray, you've got explosives. So this is just a pretense to come in and do away with some of the intelligent revealers. Mr. Cooper wrote the book, as I said, The Pale Horse. You might want to go back now and read it, how he was beaten, savagely attacked. He knew his time was short. He says so in the book that he wrote long before his death. He also said that they knew that during his radio show on WBCQ shortwave, Cooper repeatedly stated that he would kill any law enforcement officers that tried to take him. Of course, he had been abused by them in the past. As such, the Sheriff's Department wanted to arrest Cooper away from his home so as to minimize the possibility of an armed conflict. According to police, Cooper lived on a hilltop overlooking several undeveloped areas and other homes below. Despite not owning the land below his home, Cooper was known to come down from his hilltop home and chase teenagers or young lovers off the land. And police decided to use this tactic to lure Cooper away from his home. Two undercover sheriff's deputies were sent in a pickup truck to the area below Cooper's home. They were also two uniformed deputies in the bed of the pickup. As expected, Cooper drove down to that area from his home and told the two undercover deputies to leave. But Cooper left and drove away toward his home before the undercover deputies could do anything. And while on his way back up the hill, a fully marked sheriff's patrol vehicle blocked the road in front of Cooper's as the uniformed members of the sheriff's department SWAT team exited and that marked vehicle and told Cooper to stop and keep his hands where they could see them and exit the vehicle. They say Cooper placed one hand outside the window, then accelerated around the police car trying to run over a sheriff sergeant. Police gave a brief chase to Cooper's home. Police say that Cooper exited his vehicle, drew a handgun, and began firing at deputies as he ran toward his house. One deputy sheriff was struck at least once and possibly twice in the head, and another deputy returned fire, hitting Cooper several times. The wounded deputy was evacuated by helicopter to a hospital in Phoenix. Cooper was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics who were at the scene standing by. The following questions now should arise from this incident. Number one, Cooper would have had to pass the marked police patrol vehicle while coming down the hill. Why would he do so without seeing it and then fleeing? Further, how could he drive around it once he came onto the road while Cooper was en route back to his home? Question number two, if police intended a peaceful, nonviolent arrest, why did they send a SWAT team and have paramedics standing by? Question number three, if Cooper had drew a gun and fired while running back toward his home, as police say, how could he hit a deputy once and possibly twice in the head? A headshot is a difficult thing to accomplish with a handgun. Never mind two headshots while the shooter is running away from the scene. Why were the paramedics on the scene on a standby if sheriff's deputies intended this to be a peaceful arrest? These questions are very pertinent tonight, and we're very saddened and shocked. Well, we're not shocked about the death of William Bill Cooper. If you've read his book, you shouldn't be shocked that they got this giant revealer out of the way. Well, tonight we're going to get into the intelligence community. Again, we're going to look into some of the situations, the good and the bad. We're talking about how that they can mind control or they can control us. And a good friend of mine in South Dakota sent me down today a statement or an article concerning global mind control, and it's slated to be in force, ladies and gentlemen, for humanity by the year 2004, and all the technology already exists, and it probably is in place as of now. And it says, the next revolutionary battle will be fought within your own DNA. Now, isn't that something? And we told you last night that the DNA is a process, strands, that you can operate from the electromagnetic system, and it can be tapped by either good forces or bad. So this could be either positive or negative, and that's basically how energy runs as it is now, the electromagnetic energy. The article goes on to state that by spring 2004, an invasive mind control technology known as a frequency fence is slated for implementation into global society. This frequency fence is a neurological electromagnetic induced form of mind control, which will block, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, your higher sensory abilities. Now, why would they want that to happen? Well, I do believe that there is a diabolical plot by extraterrestrial beings, these are the fallen angels, who have the technology to keep us enslaved and locked in the minds of our own DNA capabilities. As long as we become their prisoners or enslaved to this frequency fence, in other words, it limits our ability to rise in the frequency rate where that we can once again reattach to the 12 strands of the DNA helix that we have the capacity or the capability to do. A literal perpetual harness or mental prison will be built around you without you even knowing that it is happening. And the scariest part is your five senses will not be alerted to you that anything is wrong. Remember I told you last night that the carnal mind is enmity against the spirit. So the higher things or the spirit to the fifth dimension, ladies and gentlemen, if you cannot get to the fifth strand of your DNA process on your electromagnetic current apparatus, you will never be able to enter into the realm of spirit. The fifth plane of dimension is the first plane of pure spirit. So you must achieve at least a five-point level before that you are inducted into the fifth dimension where that you can discern spiritual things. All electrical power generators, stations, and the applications that draw power from them will be utilized as a carrier for this electromagnetic distortion, and it will help form the frequency fence that is neurological. So you become a prisoner trapped in your own body with limitations of your own mind that will actually block the powers or the electromagnetic current that will give you access to this fifth dimension. They don't want you, ladies and gentlemen, especially Jacob Israelites, they don't want the congealed light beings to formulate or to raise their level of thinking to fifth dimension capabilities. This electromagnetic distortion will be controlled by these evil ones or by the governments that are forming a one world order. And this human body has a natural immunity against such invasion, which the instigators of this technology will repress, there it is, by introducing a certain organic elemental compound into the world's water supply. Oh my. And by transmitting specific wave spectrums of light directly into the human optical facilities. Technologies such as broadcast, television, and the internet will be utilized to transmit the specific wave spectrums of light to enslave or to build a frequency fence that will form a prison around your very being. Further invasive programming will be sublingually carried through all radio broadcasts and through the cellular and digital telephone network of towers worldwide. This will serve to enhance this bio-neutrological invasion even further. After 6 years, this frequency fence will cause a genetic mutation to manifest in the collective human gene pool, which will be passed down through procreation, thereby permanently scarring or setting humanity back for years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is astounding that the possibilities as technological capabilities of our enemy, and your enemy could be your nearby computer, your telephone, or your television, or a transmission tower in less than 2 years. This is a warning to all those that have not come into fifth level status. We're talking about fifth dimension beings or light beings. Once you are energized, once you are enlightened to the truth, remember how I quoted the scripture last night, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Remember now that you are an ascended master, or if you become, and time is running out for your abilities to ascend into master status, you shall know that the time is nigh, even at the door, when no flesh shall be saved. That is, they will be able to have the capabilities of shutting down your DNA activation process. They will build a frequency fence around your very being, and you will be locked in, electromagnetically sealed, to your own doom and destruction as they seek to control. Now, tomorrow night we're going to talk about the counteroffensive of the good guys, the ascended masters, and those that are here on the earth to help those wayfaring children, the blind, the halt, and the maimed, the imprisoned ones, to come out of this frequency fence prison that has been wrapped around us. And we are now in a mind control experiment. As I speak, this mind control experiment, since especially 9-1-1, has worked wonders in their progress toward this frequency fence. Do you know that we have the technology to fly a 747 without anyone being on board? That this has already been proven, the technology exists, that a pilot does not have to be in a plane to have it to fly anywhere on the earth. It can be controlled by these electronic devices and by an operator sitting safely on the ground somewhere with his radar screen intact, and he can pick up information as the plane travels, and then it sends back the signals to the receivers, and therefore the electromagnetic catch is that these planes, even these planes, all respond through computers. So computer technology is giving us the potential to build this frequency fence around our very being. Now, the technology will, as I've said, will block your higher sensory abilities, which will serve to limit your human potential. The blockage of human intuition or your gut instinct will be just one of many natural abilities that will be impeded. Another will be your ability to communicate with your higher self, or what we know as a spirit. Systematically, you will be cut off from your God source. This is a system that is so insidious that even the elite will be deceived, even though some components of this global mind control system are being created by that very elite. Now, they compartmentize, they make these stages of development. One system is worked on in one area, another system is worked on in another area. One compartment doesn't know what the other is doing, and that's how that they divide, and then they assemble at a compartment area and stage it, and then they develop it and put it together, and then they enact it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is working just like clockwork, and I am on record as stating that they are getting this information by aliens that are coming in here to actually program this situation to happen, that they can take over and rule the earth. Now, I know that's far out. I know that you cannot possibly, probably, comprehend that. But if you are an exalted master and you have ascended into the master zone, which is fifth level of spirit comprehension, you can see that this is happening even as I speak. Another aspect of this tech invasion will be the creation and implementation of holographic inserts by 2006. Now, you remember that on 9-1-1, I gave you a possibility of a holographic insert as these planes were hitting the towers. It is quite possible through technology that they could have been flown into the building without a pilot being there. That is why that none of the black boxes were recovered. I repeat, that is why none of the black boxes was recovered. This involves a technology so advanced that three-dimensional reality, we're talking about holographics, can be artificially manufactured and inserted right over your present reality scene in a seamless fashion so that you will be unable to determine where organic reality ends and manipulated artificial reality begins. Now, that bears repeating. It can be manufactured, we're talking about the holographic insert, right over your present reality scene in a seamless fashion so that you will be unable to determine where organic reality ends and manipulated artificial reality begins. This could be compared to the holodeck on the popular television series Star Trek, The Next Generation, only in this case, it is not science fiction. Now, the instigators of this coming biotech fence manipulations are counting on you to not even believe in their existence. And that is the success of these plots. They are depending on you to have a kind of mentality which suggests that you are not really seeing or perceiving with your five senses what you are seeing, or that which does not exist may not be the reality of what you think it is. And therefore, it begins to affect you in ways where they can literally mind control the masses. And ladies and gentlemen, this all happens because of the electric body or the mind generator, which is nothing but a electric generator, and they have found out how to manipulate or to change or alter the perception of your little generator, and that's called the mind. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back in the second half, and we're going to continue the diabolical plot of mind control. Come back and join us in 2 minutes. This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. And tonight, we are in the global mind control slated for the Earth by 2004. Well, we believe that that has been accelerated, and we are already in the beginning processes. We're talking about experimentation. 9-1-1 was a perfect example of how to manipulate mind control and let the masses think in terms of being dictated to by holographic inserts and electromagnetic manipulation. Now, I'm bringing in this alien participation for one reason. I know that we're not being told the whole story. I know that certain references in biblical reasoning has been removed purposefully by these evil ones who plan on continuing the enslavement or the mental fences that they have built to forbid the congealed light beings to ascend to master status. These covert sinister forces are master control of genetics. They have long worked in genetics, and I'm going to go back to the first world. This is where I get most of my information. I have a spiritual ability to discern the first world. Now remember, there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. So to know the past, you can predict the future. Most people want to predict the future, but that only takes you back to the past. To know where you're going, you must know where you've been. Because there is nothing new. When you go back to the past, you can draw from these experiences. And the Bible said these things have happened for an example. If you can read the time track of the past, if you can ascend to fifth level status, it's only five levels. Ladies and gentlemen, you operate in the third dimension as a human being. Remember, I gave you the four bodies. The physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spirit body. You must become fifth dimensional spirit ability, in other words, the ascended master status, to overcome or to at least counter the sinister forces that are manipulating the DNA codes of human to keep us enslaved and chained to these lower dimensions where we will never. You see why? It's because once we ascend into the master status, then these angels who have purposefully, these sinister forces, to manipulate us, and why that they have permitted to do so is another message, because we are sent here to overcome this very obstacle of these that have been placed here to work against us. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, 12, 13, and 14, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we wonder if some of these brethren would use wisdom instead of trying to solve the issues out of a barrel of a gun, because the pen is mightier than the sword. The spoken word through faith is mightier than any material gun or bullet that's ever been made. So what we need to do is be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We need to study to show ourselves ascended masters, being able to know the trick of the devil. Now remember, the first beings from the first world that perished were the wicked ones who were destroyed in Genesis 6. This was the manipulation of the DNA codes that were going on in Genesis 6. These ETs, these aliens, these ascended ones, these fallen angels had come down and began to engage in manipulation of mind control, same old thing, ladies and gentlemen, nothing new here, and to genetically engineer lesser beings and to plug or build a fence around the capabilities of the ascended ones who were in attempt trying to ascend back to the Father and back to the throne from whence we came. You see, this is a lower dimension, and they are masters or gods of this dimension. They have hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of years in advanced technology, and so then they use this wisdom, this fallen wisdom of this angelic beings, they use this against you. And your job is to seek the Father and to ascend into at least the fifth level, and we'll get into the importance of why that you must ascend quickly. Some are genetic. Now, we're talking about in the Genesis 6 scenario, became genetic half-breeds. They appear fully human in appearance, but in reality, they are human hybrids of ET origin that is now being processed in underground bases, both on land and in the sea, all over the world, where they are now conducting the genetic experiments, and our governments, many of them, we're not trying to suggest that our government here in America is involved. You be the judge of that. Or other governments, we're not going to implicate them in this, but we're going to tell you that many within the government are now joining forces with these hybrids. And we have preached on that many times to tell you where they came from. Genesis 3:15 is the indicator key to all knowledge. You see, the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden was not and I repeat, was not an apple tree. This was the ability to manipulate the genetics. And I got this revelation from the book of Genesis when Jacob was learning how to change the genetics of the purebred cattle and sheep in his herd. He altered the genetics, changed them, and began to have them to produce the hybrids, and he was to claim the hybrids, and Laban, his father-in-law, was to keep all of the purebreds. And in doing so, Jacob pulled an ingenious trick on Laban by understanding the laws of genetic manipulation. And this is in the cattle chain or the animal chain, and it is also possible in the human chain. Through the human elite, these intruders, we're talking about the ET intruders, dominate and control society through such organizations as the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Club of Rome, just to name a few. These negative factions are largely responsible for the present manipulations of humanity in living here upon the earth now. This includes the present police state, which has been accelerated to deal with the human resistance factor. Remember your local stockade. It's once been built near you for the human resistance factor. They know that some of the ascended ones who are on to what's happening will do exploits, because in the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel and in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, we are told the end time scenario where these beings will wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, what does that mean? That means that those that have ascended into the heavens in their spiritual growth, and they know beyond a shadow of a doubt what is coming down or what's going on. It also includes most of the government and the quasi-government agencies created in the 20th century. If you ever wondered how our country and ultimately our world society became the way it is, all you have to do is to look back at Genesis chapter 6. And as it was in the days of Noah, and these are the days that were before Noah, Genesis 6. Remember, he was taken out in Genesis 9 and 10. So Genesis 6 is a prelude to what's coming down. They have been playing humanity against itself for countless generations by dealing or mixing or mangling the DNA code. And whoever controls the code of the DNA controls humankind. And that's what it's all about, ladies. It's a war for your mind. What's really important now is for you to understand as much of the big picture as possible. This way you can begin to protect yourself from the coming deceptions that are slated to begin in 2004. Remember that your physical should be cared for, and that's necessary. But remember, it is your mind, not your physical being, because the mind controls the physical. The spirit is greater than the flesh. The body without spirit is dead. Therefore, if they can deaden the spirit, they can control or build a fence, a mental fence around it to forbid your ascending, then they can control the masses. And this situation here on earth could go on and on and on and on indefinitely with them, the elite, the rich, the powerful, the secret societies in charge. There's still time for you to intervene on your own behalf and literally make yourself immune to the coming frequency fence and the holographic inserts. There is no known external technological defense, but there is a way that you can accelerate a natural process within your present genetic code so that when the bioneutrological manipulations begin, that they will not, and I repeat, will not affect you. Remember what the Bible says? It says, in that day when you're delivered up, think not of what you will say, for in the same hour it will be given to you what to speak. That means you're tapped in to the first plane of spirit, and the spirit will give you a mouth that they cannot gainsay and resist. And remember this, They shall kill you. They shall torture you. They shall imprison you. There will be a great resistance, rebellion coming up in the next few years. And that's what they're preparing for. And they know it's coming. Now, we, I'm talking about the Ascended Masters, after our present genetic code is locked in to the fifth level frequency, we possess the most powerful protective weapon of all, the human mind, body, and spirit organism. We simply need to learn how to use it. The human DNA has 12 strand potential. Most humans have only strands 1, 2, and 3 connected or fully activated. Strand 4 partially assembled, but yet not activated, in order to make yourself invisible to the coming bioneutrological invasion, you must have a minimum of 4 strands, and I say 5, fully activated. Strand 5 at least half assembled, and this will require a certain level of interpersonal development and acceleration on your part, meaning that I have told you in the past. That is very needful for you to seek the Father within, to be endued with power from on high. Only the power of the Holy Spirit will protect you. Now, it won't protect you from the physical pain and torture that's coming, but it will give you license for a place in the coming kingdom. Now, remember, he said, if my kingdom was of this world, my servants would fight. The fighting the good fight of faith is laying hold on your ability to manipulate the DNA process of your frequency regulators. You have a higher power. Refuse to accept victim consciousness or ideologies which promote a sense of personal disempowerment. Have they made you feel personally disempowered, hopeless, stressed? Throw up your hands. You don't know what to do. When you run to the water supply, you don't know where it's poisoned. If you go to the store to buy groceries, you don't know whether it's been tampered with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the genetic manipulation of all foods has been in the process for the last 25 years to be altered and genetically processed. And part of this is for the reason that I'm talking about. Work to develop your hidden potential and higher abilities. Take time to examine your personal beliefs about reality. Realize that thoughts are things, literally, negative thoughts help to generate negative realities. Rigid, dogmatic, fearful, closed-minded beliefs become literally electromagnetic fence or blockages, so learn to think for yourself rather than to give your power away to authority figures without question. Remember, he said, take no thought for what you're going to do and what you're going to say, what you're going to think, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. When you get caught up in that, then you are down to the fifth, below the fifth level of pure spirit plane, and you're trapped in the carnal fence of electromagnetic control frequency. Strengthen your mind by praying and fasting. Exercise your mental muscles. Begin using mind technologies that will work to enhance mental and emotional development. Some helpful techniques are meditation and the use of affirmations, visualizations, self-hypnosis, biofeedback, and dream reprogramming. All of these activities will help you to strengthen your mind and help you to call your higher potentials into activation use. Strengthen your body with exercise. Remember that you need to cut out red meats, caffeine, drugs, alcohol, salt of the poison kind. The only salt that is recommended from this minister is Celtic sea salt. It contains all of the minerals that are necessary to give your electromagnetic self a higher infusion of energy to lock into the fifth dimension. So don't let no doctor tell you that salt is bad. The only bad salt is the free salt that's given away at McDonald's and on your restaurant tables across the world. They freely give it away because it is devised to lure or to strip you of your valuable minerals and vitamins that are in the salt of the sea, which is Celtic sea salt, the only one that has not been tampered with. And, of course, you understand how about oxygen, how it's so important. So, quit smoking. Learn to deepen your breathing. Be conscious of your breathing. Breathe deep. Get high on oxygen. Therefore, you expand your consciousness through vibration of oxygen and minerals. You expand your consciousness into automatically the fifth dimension. Learn to heal your past. Quit living in the past. Whatever has happened to you for an example and for your learning. Accept what has happened to you as a blessing instead of a curse. And the Bible says, as you a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. So turn the lemons of your life into a squeezable object and squeeze them and sell the lemonade for your soul. And that's what the Bible is talking about. You can rapidly accelerate your DNA strand development, and you can reevaluate your personal ideals about the matter if you will think purposely and you will seek for the answers which lies within you. Seek to empower yourself through the leading edge knowledge, for this will be your greatest asset. Remember, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, if at least 8% of the global population is able to embody the 4.5 strands or higher within their operational DNA code, the frequency fence and the hieroglyphic insert technology will be disabled globally, and the intruders, the evil ones, the fallen ones, and their manipulations will fail. That's the whole fight here. That's why I'm presenting this information. Now, in order to achieve this 8% goal, just only 8% of the world's population, remember that the Aryan race is now at 6%, and it is falling fast. The congealed light beings are slowly being DNA manipulated out of existence. And the Bible said, except these days be shortened, there will be no flesh saved. So it is very important for us to have this photon belt of energy that is in our inner universe to be energized. Tomorrow night, I'll get on the positive aspects of how to train your body to go into the fifth dimension. Praise Yahweh. We'll cover that, and we'll cover how that the final battle here up on the earth will be electromagnetic manipulation of both good and bad. So here we go in the process. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. If you'd like to write me a letter and learn how to ascend or become one of the ascended masters, then you simply address your mail to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. And if you have any questions, just comment, or general questions, just write those, and I will be glad to answer. I'm behind on my mailing list. I apologize to those of you that have called and those of you that have asked for tapes and things of this nature or information. We are running about a week or so behind. We will get to you as soon as possible. Don't give up. We will get your mailing out. Praise Yahweh. Due to the large response that we're getting, we are behind on our mailing list. So just bear with us and have patience. Now, if you'd like to call me, simply call area code 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Well, our cue's coming up. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll continue on the genetic manipulation process of the Ascended Masters, both good and bad. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio. Yahweh bless you, Jacob Israel, wherever you congregate.